Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here today on this radio show to tell you how this is going to end. But I came here today to deliver this message to tell you how it's going to begin. At the end of this radio show, I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you, a world without rules and controls, without borders, and without boundaries, a world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is the choice I leave you with. Good morning, America. This is Carlos Antonio de Bourbon Galdiano Montenegro. It's a beautiful day today, all day, every day in Los Angeles, and you are safe and sound. I will be right back with some very important information that will change your life by redefining the world which we live in. Thank you. What is prayer in the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious tradition? Prayer is an act of faith. Prayer is a form of religious practice that seeks to activate a condition or communication to a deity through deliberate practice. Prayer is the practice of the presence of Nsambi, God the Father. Prayer may be either individual or communal, and can take place in public or in private. Prayer may involve the use of words or even songs. When language is used, prayer may take the form of a hymn, incantation, formal creed, or a spontaneous utterance in the praying person. There are different forms of prayer, such as petitionary prayer, prayers of supplication, thanksgiving, and worship praise. Prayer may be directed towards a deity, a spirit, a deceased person, or idea for the purpose of worshiping, requesting guidance, requesting assistance, confessing sins, or to express one's thoughts and emotions. Thus, people pray for many reasons, such as personal benefit or for the sake of others. Most major religions involve prayer in one way or another. Some ritualize the act of prayer, requiring a strict sequence of actions or placing a restriction on who is permitted to pray, while others teach that prayer may be practiced spontaneously by anyone at any given time. These methods show a variety of understandings to prayer, which are led by underlying beliefs. These beliefs may be that the infinite can communicate. Prayer can also be intended to train or to a person to focus on the recipient through philosophy and intellectual contemplation. Prayer is intended to enable a person to gain a direct experience to affect the very fabric of reality as we perceive it. Prayer is a catalyst for change in oneself and or one's circumstances, or likewise those of third-party beneficiaries when the recipient desires and appreciates prayer or any combination of these. Prayer has many different forms. Prayer may be done privately and individually, or it may be done corporately in the presence of fellow believers. Prayer can be incorporated into a daily thought life in which one is in constant communication with Nsambi. Some people pray throughout all that is happening during the day and seek guidance as the day progresses. Prayer is the practice of the presence of Nsambi, the universal creator. It is the place where pride is abandoned, hope is lifted, and supplication is made. The place of admitting our need, of adopting humility, ending ego, and claiming dependence upon Nsambi, the universal creator. Prayer is the needful practice of all initiates practicing the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious faith. Prayer is the exercise of faith and our hope. Prayer for initiates of the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious tradition is the privilege of touching the heart of Nsambi, the creator. Through the mysteries of the Holy Kimbanda Trinity and the mysteries of the seven Kimbanda kingdoms, greater and lesser, prayer changes the one who is praying, because in prayer, you are in the presence of Nsambi, the God of the heavens. As you lay before him your complete self in confession and dependence, there is nothing to hide when in quiet supplication, because we are reaching into the deepest part of ourselves and admitting our needs and failures. In so doing, our hearts are quieted and pride is stripped, and we enjoy the presence of Nsambi, the universal creator, and the mysteries of the Holy Kimbanda Trinity and the mysteries of the seven greater kingdoms. The following religious books of the mysteries of the Holy Kimbanda Novena is a collection of 72 books that are unique in assisting individuals manifest their desires into reality. It was written for our initiates of our congregation this 2014. All books written and published by the Holy Temple of Nsambi, Gnostic Orthodox Masonic Rite, Sanctus Illuminatus, for its religious clergy and religious congregation, are considered sacred scripture and holy, and that the religious doctrine and religious theology have only been made possible through the divine intercession of God, Nsambi, and the Holy Kimbanda Trinity and our ancestors. The American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite tradition believes that our historical religious traditions have been ordained by God and the ancestors and are unique, and it has evolved into the most universal Orthodox Gnostic religious tradition in its truest and purest form of the Afro-Brazilian Kimbanda religious practice as brought to the earth by Nsambi, the God of the Heavens. The initiates and religious congregation of the Holy Temple of Nsambi Gnostic Orthodox Rite believes that Nsambi has chosen our tradition and our particular temple to speak directly to the prophets of our church and to the religious clergy of the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite to deliver the divine word of Nsambi to his children here on earth. The American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite believes that there is no God but Nsambi, the divine heavenly creator of the heavens and the earth, the sacred breath which gave the universe life. Let all on earth bow down to him, for he is the Lord our God and the Lord of all lords, and there is no other. For all of these historical reasons, the religious clergy and the religious congregation of the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite believe that our sacred and holy religious traditions have been ordained by Nsambi, God, and our church, and our tradition will continue to grow old and survive into the 21st century and even beyond. The religious theology and doctrine of the prophets of the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite has been confirmed by divine religious law, and that we are Nsambi's chosen people. Through the study of our sacred books, one seeks the mysteries of Nsambi, God the Father. By meditation, one finds him. What is a novena? A novena comes from the Latin word noven, which means nine. A Holy Kimbanda novena is an institutional act of religious pious devotion in the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious tradition, often consisting of private or public prayers repeated for nine successive days in belief of attaining special intercessory graces. The prayers recited by the religious initiates of the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious tradition are often derived from devotional prayer books or consist of the recitation of the Holy Kimbanda prayer beads rosary or of short prayers to the day. Novena prayers are customarily printed in small booklets, and the novena is often dedicated to a specific angel, Gnostic saint, and it invokes one of the personages of the Holy Kimbanda Trinity. The practice of saying novenas is not explicitly derived from Holy Gnostic Kimbanda scripture, but was rather influenced by early Greek and Roman custom performed by families consisting of 9 days of mourning after the death of a loved one, followed by a feast. The practice was later adopted by new converts to the Roman Catholic faith who associated the event of the 12 apostles and the Blessed Virgin Mary in the upper room as they prayed for 9 days until the Holy Spirit descended on the feast of the Pentecost. In the American Kimbanda Gnostic Orthodox Rite religious tradition, a Holy Kimbanda Trinity novena is said to manifest a desire into the present reality to assist the initiate or spiritual practitioner with achieving their goals by becoming the architect of their own destiny. By standard liturgical norms, novenas are performed in church, at home, at the temple, or anywhere where solemn prayers are appropriate. Though some indulgent novenas require church attendance, it's not always necessary. Sometimes a special candle or incense is lit at the beginning of saying or reciting the novena, which burns during the 9 days that you'll be reciting the prayers from these books. A novena is a powerful prayer that is recited for 9 consecutive days to bring about change or to manifest your desires into a reality. A Kimbanda novena is a 9-day prayer recited to a particular Gnostic saint and taps into the cosmic energy of the astral realm where the Gnostic saints can intercede on your behalf to assist you with manifesting your dreams and your desires very quickly. in these new revised editions of 72 Holy Kimbanda Novena Prayer Books, the occult science of quantum interdimensional meditation have been incorporated to ensure the best possible and fastest results for manifesting a particular prayer desire. The power of prayer can cause miracles to take place and bring about amazing positive transformations within an individual and also to manifest one's desires into the present reality. This process of change is called spiritual self-transformation and destiny fulfillment. The occult science of quantum interdimensional meditation uses a technique that has been known to assist individuals in achieving their spiritual goals. This very powerful meditation prayer technique was discovered and developed by myself in the year 2010, and it includes elements of quantum physics, positive affirmations, changing one's core beliefs, visualization, and astral meditation techniques, and the incorporation of ancient Kabbalistic laws of spiritual order and Gnostic philosophies. To discover and learn more about the mysteries and occult science of quantum interdimensional meditation, I would like to recommend a new book that will be published very soon and will be available at every major bookstore or lulu.com or eBay or the internet, amazon.com. The book is called The Universal Grid, Techniques of Quantum Interdimensional Meditation. This is Carlos Montenegro. I wanted to do this very, very short show about the season premiere of our shows that we were going to be discovering how to manifest your destinies very, very fast into a reality. I'd like to remind everybody that next Wednesday at 7 p.m., we will be having the season premiere of the Carlos Montenegro Hour of Power. I invite all of you to attend. Thank you very much, and have a great morning. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Met you in the summer to my heartbeat sound. We fell in love as the leaves turned brown, and we could be together, baby, long as skies are blue. You act so innocent now, but you lied so soon. When I met you in the summer, summer.